We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
If we human can all be like this, no? Sharing food all the time, sharing what good is to all the members, then we surely have peace in no time.
Hello and welcome, precious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhengtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, France donates 6.7 million euros to Mauritania for education. In cultural news, Russian classical films are made freely available online. In animal welfare news, Brazil delays a road project to protect a rare frog species. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 11th, is the birthday of President of Kiribati, His Excellency Anote Dong, born in 1952 in Finning Island, Kiribati. Serving in office since 2003, President Dong is a global leader for ocean conservation and halting global warming. During His Excellency's administration, Kiribati established the Phoenix Islands Protected Area. It is the world's third largest marine reserve and the first marine park with deep sea habitat. In addition, President Anote has supported a campaign to plant mangrove seedlings to safeguard coastal areas in the nation. His Excellency has also launched a website to keep residents updated, as well as provide information and plans for coping with climate change. Our respectful appreciation, President Anote Dong, for your caring and environmentally conscious leadership. We wish Your Excellency a blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
Lion News. Fire forces more people to flee homes in Arizona. As 3,000 firefighters continue to battle the second largest wildfire in Arizona's history, known as the Wallow Fire, a full evacuation order was issued for the 8,000 residents of Eager and Springerville late on Wednesday, June 8. Some 6,500 residents of Greer also had to leave their homes when the raging fires forced firefighters to retreat temporarily on Wednesday.
As of Thursday evening, the flames were only 5% contained and had consumed over 386,500 acres. At least 29 homes were destroyed, with over 5,000 others in danger, and up to 11,000 people displaced in the White Mountains region. Concern was also growing as the blaze threatened to damage power lines supplying electricity to over 250,000 people in the southwestern USA, including Texas and New Mexico. U.S. President Barack Obama has called Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer to express concern for the local citizens and affirm the government's help.
Conveying her deep love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association members please consult with local officials on needed assistance and to go, if possible, to render comfort to the displaced. She also said financial aid would be available as needed.
Our appreciation for the courageous endeavors of all firefighting personnel, as well as the efforts of the officials. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. May such destructive situations soon be extinguished through our more conscientious stewardship of the ecosphere.
Chile volcano ash forces flights to be canceled again. Hundreds of flights out of Argentina and Uruguay had to be canceled on Thursday, June 9th, due to ash clouds from Chile's erupting Puyehue volcano over South America. Winds had fanned the ash as far east as southern Brazil. With most flights traveling at an average height of 10,000 meters, ash was being detected as high as 9,000 meters above the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires. All flights from Buenos Aires were thus grounded, as well as most out of the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo, causing Uruguayan President Jose Mujica to postpone a meeting in Buenos Aires with his Argentine counterpart, Cristina Fernandez. The first annual meeting of finance ministers from the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, regional bloc was also postponed.
Meanwhile, crews in the Argentine resort town of Villa Langostura, 40 kilometers from the volcano, worked to clear more than 20 centimeters of volcanic ash that brought down power lines and clogged water pipes. Our appreciation, officials, for your safety precautions. We pray that such dangers may soon be lifted as humanity's kinder ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. citizens speak out in countries such as Bahrain, Cambodia, Jordan, Libya, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Thailand, U.S., and Yemen. People continue to express fundamental requests for greater freedoms and human rights as they demand that their governments act in the best interest of the citizens.
Hundreds of professionals from the largest nurses union in the U.S. demonstrated in Washington, D.C., calling for a Main Street contract for the American people that would implement changes such as higher corporate taxation to avoid health care reductions in national programs like Medicare and Medicaid, which provide medical benefits to the elderly, disabled, and the poor.
Speaking on Friday, June 10th, Thailand's newly appointed ambassador to Cambodia, Sompong Sangvanbon, pledged to repair relations with Cambodia, which had been strained by disputes over the rights to several ancient temples near the shared border. The new ambassador emphasized the two countries' many similarities and shared heritage, saying that his government wished for Cambodian and Thai citizens to live together in peace and harmony.
Jordanians held more protests in several cities across the country Friday, reiterating calls for Prime Minister Maruf Bakit and his government to resign due to their failure to address corruption and put forward political reforms demanded by the people.
During a funeral Thursday for a young man killed by soldiers, hundreds of Pakistanis expressed outrage over the violence and brutality of the military as it was discovered that 22-year-old Afzal Shah was shot while pleading for his life during an arrest and left to die. Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik has denounced the killing, calling it unlawful, and the soldiers responsible have been taken into custody while an inquiry is conducted.
Following a request from the Pakistani government, the U.S. has reduced the number of military trainers in the country, with various media reporting that the goal of leaving fewer than 40 of an original 130 personnel has been nearly achieved. The UN announced Friday that between 30,000 to 40,000 people fled the town of Kadugli in Sudan's oil-producing state of southern Kordofan, with aid agencies in the area estimating that 146,000 have been recently displaced due to conflict in the border region between northern and southern Sudan.
The UN Security Council expressed deep concern about the violence as it spoke out against the forceful actions of the north that have caused tens of thousands to flee their homes. Meanwhile, three people were reported to have died Friday when northern forces bombed another disputed area.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the international community welcomed a Ugandan-mediated accord in Somalia that will extend the transitional government and its job until elections can be held in August 2012. However, hundreds of civilians and government soldiers demonstrated in the streets on Thursday, June 9th, protesting a clause in the accord that stated Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed must go.
A week after approving the return to Bahrain of the Formula One or F1 race this autumn, the governing body's chief, Bernie Eccleston, announced that the race is being canceled in response to a protest by F1 drivers who sent a letter objecting to the decision to participate. Global citizens activist group Avaaz.org had also sent a petition containing 450,000 signatures calling for the cancellation of the race due to the government's human rights abuses.
Five Saudi Arabian women were arrested Thursday as they were practicing driving on an empty lot a week ahead of a planned protest by women demanding their rights to drive.
On Friday, Libyan government troops attacked Misurata, killing at least 22 citizens and wounding 60 others. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, airstrikes continued to shake Libya's capital Tripoli as Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade appealed to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to step down and offered help in doing so.
As UN Security Council members on Friday discussed a resolution that would speak out against the Syrian government's crackdown, Russian Special Envoy Mikhail Margalov pledged separately to mediate Syrian peace, saying he planned to meet the country's activists soon. Also on Friday, at least 28 citizens were killed when government forces opened fire on pro-democracy protesters, making fresh calls for the resignation of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in cities like Busra al-Harir, Damascus, and Marat al-Nuam.
Meanwhile, a second teenage boy's lifeless and allegedly tortured body was returned to his parents, further uniting activists and protests over the brutal crackdown on Syrian citizens.
In sorrowful prayers for the lives lost and suffering still being endured, we pray for all conflicts to cease so that global citizens may choose to live side by side in dignified harmony, peace, and freedom.
Time for Earth's spiritual ascension. In her book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the possibility of humanity's leap into the golden era in which all crises and conflicts would subside. During a video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at the Expo Ser in Mexico City, Mexico on June 4th, A participant asked whether such a vision for the planet's ascension is just a matter of time and what it would require from humankind.
There is no time or opportunity better than this to catch up with the higher, more spiritually developed planets. So please use your free will today to walk the way of the developed and the saintly. If we want to ascend, we have to also live the way of the ascended being. First, be vegan. No harm to other living beings. And join and meditate with us for world vegan and world peace. This will elevate us as an individual, society, and planet. And what awaits us upon our elevation is a peace so wondrous, blissful, and happy that it will be beyond our greatest imagination.
With appreciation for the exposé organizers of this conference, we are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's hope-giving message and guidance on how we can evolve together as a planet. May we all adopt the ennobling vegan way to join the elevated ranks of our galaxy and create a joyful Eden on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
E. coli outbreak now claims 31 lives in Europe. As of Friday, June 10th, the E. coli death toll in Europe rose to 31, while the number of diagnosed cases to over 3,000. With more than 795 who have developed serious complications of kidney failure.
While doctors say the majority of these patients will survive, many will permanently lose kidney function along with other symptoms such as residual weakness that could require extensive rehabilitation. Moreover, the development of neurological side effects are surfacing in patients, in which the doctors worry that it could lead to severe damage to the central nervous system.
This may be due in part to the strain of the E. coli, which has been identified as 0104H4 rather than the 0157 type more commonly seen. Meanwhile, three federal agencies in Germany released a joint statement on Friday saying that bean sprouts grown in the southern part of the country have been identified as the cause of the infection. Although the sprouts have not directly tested positive for E. coli, officials say they have sufficient data for the identification, warning at the same time that more people could still become ill. Following this update on the source of contamination, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev stated that as soon as food safety certification could be provided, the ban that had been imposed on all vegetable import from the European Union would be lifted.
Our condolences to the families of those who have succumbed to this tragic illness, and we pray for the soon recovery of the afflicted. May heaven have mercy on us all as we strive toward a more benevolent and enlightened society.
India's iconic painter remembered. On Thursday, June 9th, Maqbool Fadah Hussain departed from this world at the ripe age of 95. Affectionately known as MF, Mr. Hussain was credited with bringing the avant-garde art movement to India, particularly Impressionism. Credited with creating some 30,000 canvases, he shared exhibits with renowned contemporaries like Pablo Picasso, with works that auctioned for more than $1.5 million. Although most celebrated as a painter, Mr. Hussain also made films such as Through the Eyes of a Painter, which went on to win the Golden Bear Award at the Berlin Film Festival. He received numerous commendations for his work, including the Padma Vibhushan, which is the highest civilian honor in India. Gallery owner and close friend Arun Vadera stated, "Hussain is the father of Indian modern art. Indian art would not have become so successful had it not been for him, and today the roof of Indian art has been removed. We send our respectful condolences to the family, colleagues, and artistic admirers of Mr. M.F. Hussain. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's welcoming beauty and light." Save our planet. Iraq's Minister of Agriculture, Ezzedine Abdallah, reports that the nation is losing 100,000 acres of agricultural land yearly because of desertification, with villages being abandoned and farmers seeking work in urban areas, which are themselves, however, seeing a rise in sandstorms.
I'm the Tonkin Snub-Nosed Monkey. Meet my son, Kanto.
We're devoted vegans all the way, and today we're going to share a tip for online shoppers.
When you are waiting for the order confirmation page to load, be careful not to reload the page.
If the page is reloaded or refreshed during transaction, you could be charged twice.
If you're not sure whether the order was processed, it's better to contact the retailer directly by email or phone.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now the weather around the globe.
In education news, France donates 6.7 million euros to Mauritania for education. The contribution is for the second 10-year phase of the National Education System Development Programme. It will help to enhance access to schools, education system management, and teacher language training for this Northern African nation. Our earnest gratitude, France, and heaven's blessings for your generosity. May the beautiful people of Mauritania be graced with fulfilling and abundant futures.
In cultural news, Russian classical films are made freely available online. The renowned film company Most Film has agreed to make some of its best-known movies accessible at no charge to global audiences on YouTube, a video-sharing website. Viewers throughout the world will be able to watch legendary masterpieces such as the 1930s popular musical comedy Volga Volga and a 1969 film White Son of the Desert, a favorite of cosmonauts to watch before their space journey. The Moss Film Studios YouTube channel, youtube.com/MossFilm, is posting 5 films with subtitles every week with a plan of making available 200 films in high definition by the end of 2011. Thanks so much, Moss Film, for sharing these timeless treasures. May we learn more of the immense creativity and beauty of Russia's rich heritage through the fabulous art of film. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Brazilian road project is put on hold to find ways to preserve the habitat of rare frogs. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more informative news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In animal welfare news, Brazil delays a road project to protect a rare frog. The construction of the Arco Metropolitano do Rio de Janeiro was put on hold after finding the tiny 2-centimeter endangered frog species, Physalamus sauresi. The news agency of Animal Rights of Brazil reported that the Secretariat of Work of Rio de Janeiro, who is responsible for the endeavor, has proposed an $18 million US dollar flyover to preserve the frog's habitat. Our hats off to you, Secretariat of Work of Rio de Janeiro, for your dedication to safeguarding the home of the precious frogs. May all our co-inhabitants blessing the planet be respected and cherished evermore.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Computer Prediction.
While Johnny waited at the airport to board his plane, he noticed a computer scale that would give your weight and prediction. So he dropped a quarter in the slot, and the computer screen displayed something like this. You are married, and you are on your way to San Diego. Ah, that's cool. Johnny was very amazed and very, very impressed with the accuracy of this computer prediction. So he just stood there. There was another man coming next to him and put a quarter in the computer, and then the computer read out on the screen, like, you weigh 120 pounds, you are divorced, and you are on the way to Chicago. So Johnny said to the man, are you divorced and on your way to Chicago? Yes, the man replied. Wow, he was more amazed. So he rushed to the man's room, changed his clothes, and put on dark glasses. So he went to the machine again to see if the machine can read him. And the computer read like this. You still weigh 125 pounds. You are still married. And you just missed your plane to San Diego.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
感谢柜台播出印度拉加斯坦沙漠中的绿洲青海纪念学校节目，以及优乐传统戏剧两个母亲的摇篮曲剧作节目。这两个节目令我感动落泪，仅向青海无上师教育家及剧作家致上最高的敬意。福尔摩沙台北明明
Elevated Ming Ming, Thank you for your supportive noteRaising and teaching children in the noble way of life is truly the greatest gift we can give our cherished youngsters. May you and the pure-hearted people of Formosa or Taiwan be abundantly blessed with spiritual treasures. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Sweet Ming Ming, I am also moved by these programs and by your pure sensitivity. We enjoy good programs because they speak to our heart's identical ideal.Heaven loves you and the gentle Formosan people.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you always be blessed by the infinite love of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, in which an agreement on stable oil production was unable to be reached, Saudi oil minister Ali Al-Naimi pledges that his and other participating Arab nations will produce as much as the world needs.
At age 25, Serbian-born Teja Abret of the US becomes the youngest ever to win the UK's esteemed 2011 Orange Prize for Fiction and its £30,000 cash award for a debut novel, The Tiger's Wife.
As part of an 11-day Australian tour, His Holiness the Dalai Lama is visiting numerous cities to promote human values and call on all nations to address climate change immediately.As he urges governments to act according to global rather than national interests.
During a visit of Iranian Vice President Ali Mohammad Saeed and the accompanying sports delegation to Baghdad, Iraq, representatives from the two countries sign agreements to develop sports relations between their countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world.For all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.